The I can take my spouse for granted syndrome explains why the fantastic conversations of the courtship can fade into a humdrum married existence that disappoints and disillusions. Every husband and wife need to sit down and meditate on this thought. My partner married me because she or he thought the pleasing things I was doing during our courtship would continue for the rest of our lives. Am I holding up my end of this bargain? Most people who marry do not assume that their courtship has been a fantasy and that after marriage, everything will become terrible. They marry because they have enjoyed what happened during the courtship so much that they want it to continue for life. Granted, circumstances may change after the wedding. In the early days of our marriage, Joyce and I faced tight finances. I was still in school, yet I needed to support my wife and children. Joyce stayed home with the children, and every dollar counted. I had to ask myself, what would Joyce like more, money to spend or time with me? If I had put it to her in those terms, she may have opted for the money because we had to pay our bills and keep the household going, another basic need in most women that we will examine closely in Chapter 9. Fortunately, we didn't let financial pressure come between us. In subsequent years, during my counseling experiences, I would learn this truth. Money or a career should serve a marriage. A marriage should never serve money or a career. In many of the failed marriages I have observed, the couple abandoned their relationship to build a fortune. In the end, they had a fortune at the expense of their marriage. The great American scramble for more goodies as you move up the ladder of success becomes perhaps the deadliest enemy any family faces. What should be primary in a marriage? Your relationship as a man and woman, or your standard of living? We all know the right answer, but many couples still get it all backwards. They put their standard of living ahead of their relationship with the mistaken idea, we will be happy if we can just get ahead. In many cases, exactly the reverse happens. They reach a higher standard of living, but at a terrible price. Because Joyce and I decided to spend more time together, some other lifestyle changes had to take place. I'd seen the fallacy of judging things only from a financial standpoint, but I still had bills to pay. For us, it meant cutting our standard of living. The couple who spends extra hours on the job or moonlighting may be writing the death certificate for their marriage, or at least preparing to put it in the hospital. They need to realize that their relationship is the most important part of their quality of life. Why is conversation so important? As we study the 10 basic needs for men and women, you'll begin to see that they all interrelate very closely. Because of this, if you fail to meet one of your spouse's needs, it may also influence your ability to fulfill another. For instance, imagine trying to successfully meet your partner's need for sex or affection without using verbal communication. Without conversation, the warm atmosphere and the deep physical relationship each partner needs could never be maintained. Some people erroneously believe that they can separate fulfillment of these basic marital needs. The wife whose husband won't talk may think it's fine if she just finds a friend to talk to her instead. Farming out her needs but remaining faithful to her husband sexually may seem okay at first. The problem is that she inadvertently undermines her marriage by losing the bonding, intimate conversation with her husband creates for her. Deep down, she knows that if she is to feel united with him, he must talk to her. George, let's talk. What would you like to talk about? George's innocent inquiry would raise the ire of most women if they heard it coming from out of their husband's mouths, because it shows how little a man seems to understand that conversation meets a woman's real need. He might understand Mary's aggravation better if she had a conversation like this with him. Mary, let's make love. Why, George? Are we ready to have children? When we see Mary's conversation with George about sex, we can begin to appreciate how ridiculous George's question about having a talk looks to a woman. Yet in many average marriages, the same dialogue repeats frequently. Why? I believe it is because neither understands how the other looks at conversation. Just as George finds sex enjoyable in its own right, Mary needs conversation. As with most women, it makes her feel more romantic love for George because she can deeply share her life with her husband. The atmosphere it creates contributes to her happiness. The man who takes time to talk to a woman will have an inside track to her heart. George sees conversation primarily as a means to an end and not an end in itself. If he wants to find out how the bank account got overdrawn, you can be sure he'll talk to Mary, but it's not likely to talk about how nice the teller in the bank was to him last time he went there. Women also understand that conversation has practical purposes, but they have a hard time explaining that they simply enjoy talking to someone. While conversation does meet an emotional need for women, it also serves other purposes in building a relationship. It helps couples, one, communicate their needs to each other, and two, learn how to meet each other's needs. When a husband and wife take part in conversation that really communicates this information about their needs, they learn to become more compatible. To start such a conversation, ask what your spouse thinks and feels. One evening, you might use questions such as these. What has made you feel good today? What has made you feel bad? Then let your spouse know what made you feel good today and what made you feel bad. When you share this kind of information, you will better understand what's going on in your spouse's world and his or her reactions to situations that influence you both. If something I do affects my wife negatively, I need to know it so I can eliminate that behavior and do something pleasing for her instead. Conversely, if I'm doing something right, I need to know that too, so I can continue or even increase that action. Couples can't work too hard or too long at this process because even doing something with the best intentions can backfire if you don't keep in touch this way.